This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, here we go. Shall we talk with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster? I think we should. What do you think, sir? You think that's a good idea? You're here. I mean, why waste your time?
It's wonderful to hear you. I saw the video you posted. What was it, minutes ago? On YouTube?
Yes. Yes, just a little while ago.
We'll talk about that at some point.
Shadow Systems XR920. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you said, now, it did not yet have a dot on it.
Right.
Okay.
I have become fully, I have right now 4 dot guns.
Oh.
Soon that's going to be 6. because the 2 Shadow Systems pistols, they already have their optics ready, as they would say. So
right. Well, good on you. It looks like a great firearm.
It is. I mean, as far as Glocks go, although the thing that I'm going to do with this is I'm sort of curious, just because when I feel it, when I hold it, it reminds me of one of Roger Ward's guns, which you have one of those,
right.
So you know what I'm talking about. So
I do.
Now I started to shoot. I started to shoot the video comparing the DR920, which is the Glock 17 size Shadow System, with the full size Roger Ward. It would be called the Mac FP9.
Okay.
And the FP9 had a magwell on it that was 3D printed, and it had Trijicon sights on the rear side of it, and I was demonstrating how, when we went to Tactical Response, how they tell you to drop the gun. And I was explaining that, I'd taken these 2 Roger Ward guns and run them, so I knew exactly how durable they were and how good they were going to shoot. And I dropped it, and I broke the magwell.
Okay.
And I knocked the rear sight out of kilter.
Oh, no.
So that video will have to be reshot.
And when they say drop the gun,
yeah,
what did somebody say? Don't carry your trophy on your hip, right? Because it may hit the dirt, and for very good reasons. In which case, you go, oh well, I have to get it aligned. It's done its job. Here, officer, where do we go now? Well, good. This being my first time this week, I have to talk about Chicago, who had a horrible weekend.
Yeah.
10 people murdered by drug gangs, an additional 42 people wounded. That's the worst weekend in 6 months. 6 months ago, again, 10 were murdered. I think it was up to 58 people wounded back in September. This brings the tragic yearly total to 158 murders, an additional 673 people wounded in 2022 in Chicago. The only reason I mention that, of course, is that Chicago controls Illinois. And the state of Illinois is given an A rating by anti-gun groups. Then why is Chicago such a meat grinder with violent drug gangs killing people every day?
Well, I mean, I guess the A rating. I think what we need to do is we need to start recharacterizing these grades they give out. So they have an A rating in keeping law-abiding citizens from having guns. That's what their A rating is about.
There you go.
Because it is not doing anything to stop the lawbreakers. You know, it's not doing anything to do that at all. So, they get, part of their grade also, interestingly enough, is how many crime guns are exported. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. That's part of it. They get L.A. and New York City. They also have really good ratings as far as how many guns are exported. And that's because there is no law-abiding gun market to steal from in these areas. Right? Because it's so prohibited. So, of course, they're not exporting any crime guns because there's nowhere any more restrictive to go to where they would be worth a lot of money.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I did at one point put a ranking of the Giffords state-by-state ratings lined up against their violent crime rate. As near as I can tell, being an A state does not make your citizens any safer. Just makes them disarmed.
Yeah.
What may be a big clue, and I've seen a lot of comments on that this within the last month, a lax prosecutor, Kim Fox, I think she's a Soros appointee.
She is.
Funded
yeah.
DA in Chicago. Who's never met a bail reduction she didn't like,
right.
Let this guy loose who was out on a murder. He was arrested for murder. He's in a suspect awaiting trial. He's got electronic monitoring. There's a domestic dispute in his home. The police respond. They search the home, come up with stolen firearms. Finally, the guy is in jail. Wow.
Yeah, Kim Fox is the one that got out there, and she would not charge these two gangs that were shooting each other because it was mutual
right.
combat.
Well, for years, there were criminal crime gangs that ran Chicago. The Mafia, it was a Mafia town.
Sure.
What you and I wonder now, if the drug gangs are paying off enough politicians that she's just... No, you don't understand. The mayor's in office, but the guys on the street that are selling drugs are really the guys calling the shots. That's the way it is in Mexico. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if that's what the truth was behind Chicago. What I suspect is that the feds know it.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Of course
Absolutely.
They do.
Well, of course they do. I mean, the releasing the criminals back into the system or back into the community, that's not a bug of bail reform. That's not a bug of the Soros DA. That's a feature.
That's a feature. Wow.
That's a feature. That's a feature of what they do. And, it'd be very interesting to go try a few other things. Like, I'm just, if I had the budget to do it, I would go to all of these restrictive states and I would start a Caucasian-only lawn dart league. Because those are illegal. Those are illegal. And I want to see if they come down on me.
Okay.
And since, it's apparently very bad to be a Caucasian, and I've got lawn darts, too. What kind of balloon am I throwing up there? And that's just from the politically correct. I don't think most
right.
people think it's bad to be a Caucasian. I certainly don't. I didn't have a whole lot to do with it. We're coming up right. on the first break. How do people find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing, I just passed my 2,000th article, is picked up at Amaland. At Amaland, I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Right after this, I'll be on the Daily Bullet. That's a program run by the Second Amendment Foundation, and once a week with you and the Ninjas, Bill.
Cool. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Arizona.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Facebook.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, we were just talking about Chicago and things. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I'm going to go to Florida because I saw a Florida sheriff speak so plainly, I thought I would have felt the earthquake all the way here in Louisiana. He says we should defend ourselves from criminals who break into our homes. Quote, please save the state some money, close quote. So here's how it plays out. About 20 deputies are chasing this frequent flyer who's on a home invasion crime spree, and this is in the afternoon. So the guy's not the brightest knife in the drawer. One homeowner shot at the suspect after the suspect broke into his home. Deputies heard the shot. 911 never received a call from the area saying, hey, I chased this guy off. Now, either chasing off burglars has gotten so routine that Florida citizens don't call, or there's something more to the story. Anyway, police finally arrest the guy after he's broken into yet another home, barricades himself in a door, jumps headfirst through a window and into the arms of the cops. He's now facing an additional 7 charges related to the break-in spree, in addition to the previous aggravated assault, burglary, violation of probation. That's why he was out on bail. He's already a registered high-risk sex offender. This time, his bond is set at $157,000.
He jumped out of the house into the cops?
Yes. This was a different house than the person that shot on him. The house he jumped out of was empty. This is what the sheriff says.
sort of has it backwards. Suspect,
yeah, it's just the guy's a nut. This suspect has a long history of incarcerations. His first came when he was 13 years, I'm sorry, interactions with the police, not incarcerations. He was 13 years old. He's had 17 arrests. They sent him to prison for 6.5 years for home invasion, and he's not getting the message. One of the homeowners thought they did something wrong when they shot at the suspect, but they didn't. If someone's breaking into your home, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do. So whoever it was that fired the shot, you're not in trouble. Come see us. This is the part that's golden, Bill. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. If you take that class, then you'll shoot better next time, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers some money. Close quote. There are not many states where a sheriff gets to say that much truth in so few words.
Well, I mean, most of the time when you hear a sheriff that outspoken, he's an anti-gun.
Yes.
And so when they're actually talking, they're very contradictory to themselves. My favorite is Villanueva out of L.A. County, who got out there and he's giving a speech, and he says, murder is up 30% in L.A. County. And if you had a compelling reason to carry a gun, I'd let you have one. Which he just gave everybody a reason. A compelling reason, because murder's up 30%. So, you know, whenever they talk about that stuff, and I can't remember the guy that was in Austin, Texas, or maybe not Austin. I can't remember. Anyway, most of the time when they speak up like that, they're not nearly as pro-Second Amendment as I would hope they would be. And this guy seems to mince no words about it. And it's, you know, I don't understand why he has any crime occurring in his county at all with that kind of an attitude, to be honest with you. Because he's basically saying, you legal law-abiding citizen, open game.
If you were a criminal in that county, I would be looking for a bus ticket.
Yeah.
Wow. What a I've dug up another story that was similar to that. We'll get to it. We've got enough. Twitter, speaking of mincing words, Twitter is not exactly on the side of liberty yet.
Right.
On Sunday, they slapped an unsafe label on the Reload. That's Stephen Gutowski's blog.
Online.
His online publication. The link questioned to the Reload page, And it cited nearly every news outlet with breaking news of how Biden is mishandling the ATF. Well, they said that's not true. It took Gutowski most of the day to get the unsafe tag removed. Meanwhile, the satire site, the Babylon Bee, remains in Twitter jail. So there's a lot of freedom we could still use on Twitter.
Well, I mean, but I think that's coming now. I think it has been purchased by Elon Musk. He is not he's not Captain Conservative by any, but he is absolutely a free speech absolutist. So, if that's even grammatically correct for me to say it that way, absolutely an absolutist. But he is, and we'll see how that goes. Because right now, I'm just enjoying the meltdown.
One thing he said, the man. Is he the richest man in the world?
Yes.
He said, I hope that even my worst enemy would feel free to stay on Truder and speak their mind. I'm going, wow. Wow. Okay.
Well, right now, though, yeah. Everybody's like, hey, don't let Trump back on. That's the thing. Don't let Trump back on. And I don't know. I think... But on the other hand, Jack Dorsey, who's the former CEO and founder of Twitter, says the only one that can actually pull it off would be Elon Musk. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm glad that he's causing them a moment of panic. I don't know what it'll be like in a few months or a few days or whatever. I don't look at the oligarchs to save us. So, and he's won. He's won. So, I mean, you know, good on him. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Another chink in the wall. Bill, how long have you been on GCN? I swear this makes sense. I'm not making
going on. It'll be 9 years this June.
Right. So alternative media has really come to the fore as the mainstream media has fallen on its knees and spewed propaganda for the establishment. God bless you and GCN.
That's your setup. If you want to expand on that, we're going to the break. Rob Morse is a writer and podcaster. He does the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, very unique in the world of podcasts. Only one of its kind, as far as I know. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says that Harris, who is fully vaccinated and double boosted, was experiencing no symptoms. The vice president has not been a close contact to the president or first lady due to both of their travel schedules. She will follow CDC guidelines and the advice of her physician. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying that President Biden was tested for COVID Monday and the result was negative. Gas prices are rising for the first time in nearly a week. AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular up 1 cent to $4.13 a gallon. The national average is up 3 cents a gallon over the past week. Worth noting, this time last year, the average price for a gallon of regular was $2.88. USA Radio News. A federal judge is ruling against the Biden administration.
A federal judge in Louisiana has sided with GOP-led states in blocking the Biden administration from rescinding Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic policy that expels migrants out of the country without letting them seek asylum. The decision from Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, is temporary. The broader suit, initially filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona, accuses the Biden administration of not allowing for a comment period on Title 42's revocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A pilot shortage is hitting nearly every airline. Contributing to the problem is not enough new pilots moving from smaller regional airlines to the major carriers. The lack of pilots is causing cancellations and delays and forcing airlines to hire buses to replace planes for shorter routes. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 809 points to close at 33,240. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse.
I want to jump to a DGU, Bill. Thank you for that tee-up on self-defense gun stories.
Oh, yeah.
This one that I had is kind of a nightmare for me. Took place in Houston, Texas. Just before midnight, your mom gives you a call. She says a stranger is trying to get into her home. You grab your firearm. You only live a few blocks away, and you're there in less than a minute. You walk up and see a stranger break through your mom's front door. You follow him inside. You tell him to stop. He keeps going and then turns, comes at you. You shoot him several times. Obviously, he stops, tries to leave, falls at the front door. You check on your mom. Whew. Okay, she's not hurt. Now, the news stories aren't clear if mom called 911 or if you did. The stranger said he was a home health care nurse. He was dressed in scrubs. He said he needed to come inside to perform a checkup. Mom didn't let him in, and the stranger broke down her door. You give a brief statement to the police. So does mom. EMS finally arrives. They declare the attacker dead at the scene. It takes a while for the police to figure out what they want to do. Fortunately, you're at your mom's house. You're not charged with a crime.
Right.
Wow. So the nightmare in all this is the guy's claiming to be something he's not. I'm with the health department. I have to come in. There's a problem. I'm with the utility services. There's danger of a fire. I'm a police officer, and there's someone inside, you know, uh-oh. Who do you believe? Particularly at midnight. And mom might, I don't know whether mom was asleep or mom was woken up. Can I make those sort of judgments at midnight? Dean Weingarten, our colleague, has been saying, hey, you are owed time to sort this out. Great. Wait a minute. I'll call 911. The police can come here. When I see, you know, flashing blue lights out front, they'll be there. I'll see a guy in uniform. Then you can all come in. I'll serve tea and cookies. So I was trying to figure out what mom and son did that was so great. Mom had her doors locked. Otherwise, she wouldn't have heard a banging on her front door. It would have been a banging on her skull with the guy already in the building.
Right.
And she didn't open the door when the guy...
Did we lose Rob?
It's midnight.
Okay, there.
Yeah.
Lost you for a second.
Instead, Mom... Okay.
Can you repeat what you just said?
Sure. Mom kept her doors and windows locked.
Right.
She didn't open her doors when an authority figure said, hey, here's all these reasons for you to put away your common sense and open the door, even though I'm wearing scrubs. By the way, you can get scrubs at the local uniform store. She said, this doesn't make sense. I didn't have a nurse. I don't have nurses come here regularly. My neighbors aren't that. No. Also, her son decided to bring his firearm when he got a midnight call. Mom got away from her front door so that when the guy broke in, she wasn't an immediate hostage.
Right. Always a good idea.
Now, here again, you and I don't write these stories because they leave so much out. It said that Mom owned a firearm. It doesn't tell us where it was. Was it in her hand? Was it still in a storage container? We don't know if she was hiding in her room behind the... So there's lots of things we'd like to do. We have to admire that the defender stopped shooting when the threat stopped. Because when he's down on the ground and you're still angry, you need to stop. Really. Really. You may feel like you have an emotional justification to punish this guy. That's not our job. Our job is... For whatever reason, suppose the first shot hit his knee, he's on the ground, writhing around, not going anywhere. You've incapacitated him. It's as good as a taser. I don't think you should put your gun away, but I can imagine you going around the corner, making sure Mom's okay, and you call 911 from there. Good on them. That, if you woke me up, Bill, I've done 1,000 self-defense gun stories. I don't know that I would do that good if you woke me up at midnight.
No. I mean, I would sleep through it. I when I was in the Army, I slept through an explosion. We had a furnace explode in the tent, and my lieutenant was jumping up and down on my cot, and I slept through everything. I woke up the next morning going, what happened in here? And I'm not exactly – it's not like they show in the movies where, like, you're – On that razor's edge, just instantly awake and lucid.
Our colleague, Paul Lathrop, was a truck driver. The Transportation Administration says, you know, I know you woke up. I know you think you're awake. You can go ahead and turn the car on, truck on. You can go get a cup of coffee, whatever you want. I think there's you have to have been awake for 15 minutes before you get behind the wheel. They call it sleep inertia. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
I guess, you know.
For me, it might take longer, but at least 15 minutes. Something else here that you and I wonder, what if the intruder had broken in immediately? When did Mom call for help? I don't know how long the discussion. So what we want to do is call for help soon. Okay, I've got help on the way. If that wasn't a call to 911, either you or the son has to figure out, okay, who's making the 911 call? Because you want the police there. Better yet, you want your son parked down the block. You want to leave out the back door, be on your neighbor's back deck where he's serving you a midnight adult beverage while you watch the police come in and arrest the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because... the nightmare is the bad guy's armed. He gets off a lucky shot. He wounds Mom, who's back in her bedroom. Most interior walls will not stop a bullet. Just, things can go so bad, let the police solve it. By the way, the police will usually send in a dog. They don't want to go door-to-door. I mean, going door-to-door to clear a house, that's Marine, U.S. Marines type.
It's a heavy proposition, yeah.
They just soon blow the place up as go in. So, yeah, I don't want you there either. That's my good news story of the day.
That is a good news story of the day. The thing that you mentioned, though, I'd still like to know why Ma didn't have her gun out.
Right. Now, there's the real takeaway. How many of us think that, oh, my wife carries, I'll let her protect us. Oh, my husband carries, I'll let him protect me. But the son wasn't there that day. Ran out of excuses, and reality reared its ugly head.
Indeed. Indeed it did. Coming up on the next break, how do people find the works of Rob Morse? And don't forget, you haven't mentioned Giles lately. Are you still on his website?
I sure am.
Okay, please do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's hosted by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing is forwarded to Clash Daily. That's the Shy Doug Giles website. And also to Ameland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen Call.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse.
I want to go to New York City.
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about it.
Okay.
We've seen, anecdotally, you and I trace these things. Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot coming out of New York and Philadelphia. Actually, a lot of our deep red cities are in, our deep blue cities are in deep trouble. Yes, there actually is an increase in violent crime in New York State and a frightening increase in New York City's gun-free zones. The New York Police Department released data. We combed through it. We showed that felony assaults are up 33% this year, up more than 50% from a month ago. Stabbings and slashings on public buses, subways, and trains are up 70% compared to last year. Assaults with a club or blunt instrument on public transport are up 58%. We also, if you remember, those prohibited places, public transportation, those were mentioned 30 times in the court case, New York State Rifle and Pistol versus Bruin, that was in front of the United States Supreme Court. The claim made by New York State was that they would protect us. The transit police would be there, and we should be disarmed. Looks like they broke their promise, Bill, and it's getting worse, not better.
Well, it was never a promise. It was a lie. There's no way for them to do that. And they know they can't do that. They right. know they can't do that. They've defunded the police. They, you know, they have fewer cops on the street today. They've got bail reform. They don't have any sentencing guidelines. They've got in Manhattan, they've got Bragg, Alvin Bragg, the DA, another Soros guy.
Wow.
They have the combo plate of doom. If you're just a regular law-abiding citizen living in New York, you don't have to like guns, you don't have to like me, you don't have to like any of that stuff, but if you're just a regular law-abiding citizen who just wants to live and let live, good luck. Good luck with that one.
What did somebody call it? They called it the laptop class. It's not the affluent, not the elite. But if you're in the laptop class of society, so you can work remotely, you can escape those cities. It's the guys who have to still prepare the meals, clean the trash, do the construction, do the repairs. Those are the guys who are trapped.
Yeah.
The working class, the blue collar, are the ones who are taking it on the chin. That's yep. horrible.
Yep. Yep. And the thing is, it's one of the interesting things about this is the way they right now getting a moving company to work with in New York City is very hard to do because lots of people moving out of New York City. And right. And I'm the restaurants like at the base of all of these big buildings you see in a major city like this, there's always going to be businesses. There's restaurants
right.
and all kinds of things servicing the people that work there downtown. During the weekend when there's no working going on, they're basically ghost towns, but downtown New York.
Right.
And despite that, fewer people are working in these places that support downtown. Downtown, a lot of people, it's hard. How do you tell someone, okay, now you got to go back to that long commute, that expensive commute, plus you're going to be wide open to crime on your way in here, but you got to start working here at the office again. How does that work when they already know? No, they don't, not to do their job.
Right.
All of that. I love it when the leftists, I love it when that circle is made. Because they start this stuff. They start out with this idea, and they're like, "This will consolidate more control over the populace. They'll want us. They'll need us." And then it starts circulating back. And I mean, you know, they're only. I know they can print money, and I know they do it a lot. But I mean, there's only so far that insanity can go. And some of these cities, even though they've been bailed out by the COVID relief funds and everything else, they still got to operate day to day.
Yep.
And they are losing money in the big city. There's no way. If my name is Eric Adams and somebody comes to me and says, Bill, we want you to run for mayor, I'm like, well, I'd like to grow hair. I would like to grow hair. And let me explain to you why. Because that's a losing proposition. All of this stuff that you guys have in place, and unless you're going to let me fix it. But he's already right. been to Albany saying you got to do something about bail reform. And you got to do something about these sentencing guidelines. He's already been there and he's already had all those talks. And in Albany, they're just not hearing it.
Right. Suck it up, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, here's... Go ahead.
No, in the meantime, he's got Alvin Bragg as his main DA in Manhattan, so...
He's toast, right? Well... This isn't a nationwide phenomenon of crime going up. We saw crime drop in Nashville. We saw crime drop in Dallas. Most recently, I saw a report, Jacksonville, Florida had murders where the murder rate fell 30% and overall shootings were down 17% from 2020. The Fourth Circuit State Attorney Office covers Clay, Nassau, and DeVal counties and the city of Jacksonville. The office is led by State Attorney Melissa Nelson, and she's been saying, yeah, you know what? No, don't overcharge him that way. Charge him with everything and know that we're going to prosecute with everything with which we charge a criminal. She sought stiffer sentences for people convicted of violent crime and even violent crime using a firearm. And it works. Crime drops when bad guys go to jail. Who knew, Bill? Isn't that a revolutionary idea? I wonder if they've ever done that before. Excuse me. Sarcasm off.
Yeah. Well, they have in New York City. They did it with Giuliani, and even Bloomberg did it. But that's
right.
That's all beside the point. The, I just and here's the other thing. This is the other thing that nobody ever takes into account. All of this COVID nonsense. A lot of people
right.
went out of business. Due to the
right.
COVID nonsense, and that has created when a business owner goes out of business, well, the business owner normally is going to be okay. It's the people that work for them that are the problem. And
right.
when you're driving up poverty and when you're driving up economic strife, you're going to have more crime.
Yes,
people get desperate.
Yep.
I'm not saying there's a bunch of law-abiding waitresses out there that are knocking off liquor stores now, but it's a well-known fact. So all those things notwithstanding, crime's going to keep going up for a minute. It's going to keep going up until Biden's out of office, probably.
Well, do you remember how quickly Donald Trump put some brakes on the legislature and said, you guys, stabilize tax policy.
Right.
Okay, you companies, bring the money back, invest it in the U.S., and the unemployment rate, including in our inner cities, dropped.
Yep.
There was almost no... we eliminated unemployment, even in the black inner city, and
yep.
I had been told for years that that was impossible, except we did it. Wow.
Well, that's because politicians were telling you it was impossible. You should never, ever believe what a politician tells you.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that squared away equally quickly when we get an honest president back in the White House.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Before you take
off. Who's coming up next hour?
Dean. Dean Weingarten.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Dean Weingarten. Before you take off, you said you're going to be on another show?
That phone call was Paul Lathrop. I'm going to step onto the Daily Bullet. Once every 2 weeks, I jump over to that.
There you go. And have a good show on the Daily Bullet. I appreciate you showing up for this one.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next from Amoland.com, it is the one, the only, Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.